Well, it's late at night and you're trying to get to sleep, and suddenly you hear a tiny little creak, and your mind starts painting pictures in your head, and pretty soon you wonder just what's under your bed. Oh, it might be a gator or a big black snake from a bottomless pit of an old earthquake, or some slimy creature coming up from the deep. Sometimes it's hard for you to get to sleep. Now during the day you like to sit and play. Your room's a little messy, but you like it that way. Still you don't play too near the edge, 'cause you just don't know what's under your bed. And it might be a gator or a big black snake from a bottomless pit of an old earthquake, or some slimy creature coming up from below will grab your foot and never let go. When it's late at night and you hear a little sound, it's nice to know that your mom's around. You call for her, you say, I thought I was dead, 'cause there's some sort of creature hiding under my bed. And it might be a gator or a big crocodile with long white teeth and a hungry smile, or the Loch Ness Monster coming up from below. Whatever it was licking my toe. Now moms are great, they're hard to scare. She's not afraid to look under there. She gets her flashlight and she shakes her head as she pulls those creatures out from under my bed. Two mismatched socks, a pair of underwear, my new softball and my old teddy bear, 13 pennies and a few cracker crumbs, and a little candy heart that says, let's have fun. Well, the story's been told, it's all been said, there are no real creatures hiding under your bed, just a few of your things, maybe some money, and a few little friends that we call dust bunnies. But there are no alligators, no big black snakes to bother you or keep you awake. So the next time you hear a tiny little creak, just close your eyes and go back to sleep. Close your eyes and go back to sleep. Close your eyes and go back to sleep.
You go on back to bed now, darling.